Progress check 2. Exercise 4. Page 78. You will hear part of an interview with a girl named Nikki Wilson, who manages her own internet radio station. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Nikki Wilson is 15 years old and manages her own internet radio station. So, Nikki, tell us how you first got started.
Well, I have always been interested in music, but I could never find a radio station that played the songs people my age liked without too many advertisements in between them. So, during a long conversation with my best friend, she said it would be a good idea to start up my own station on the net, and that's how it began.
It must have been really difficult.
Yes. To tell you the truth, I didn't know what to expect. Luckily, I got a lot of help from my brother, who is a computer whiz. He was happy to design a web page for me to advertise my station. My viewers could use it to learn about the station, the times to listen in, and to access my show. Next, I needed to buy the right equipment to play my music and accept calls from listeners. It was quite expensive, but my parents helped out. The hardest part, however, was finding out how difficult it was to use all the technology. It took a lot of practice.
I can imagine you must have been nervous during your first broadcast. How did you manage?
Before the broadcast, I was extremely anxious. I had advertised the show by putting up posters around school, so I knew a lot of people would be listening, and I didn't want to disappoint them. But when the time came, all my friends started calling in to make requests, and I became perfectly calm. Because of their support, I was able to put on a great show.
What needs to be considered when doing a live show?
Well, firstly, how long the program should be. It's easy to lose track of time when you're busy getting calls for songs and mixing all kinds of tunes. But if you have an hour show, it should be kept to just 1 hour.
Why is that?
Well, my listeners make time to hear my show, so I like to stick to my program. They might have arranged other things for later on in the day. I don't expect them to change their plans for me. Also, if your show goes on for too long, it can become too tiring. That's a sure way of losing listeners.
That's true. What about your plans for the future? What's next?
Well, I want to continue my radio station, but also start up a new internet talk show, where teenagers' problems can be discussed. I have plans to bring in school counsellors to give my callers advice.
Now listen again.
Nikki Wilson is 15 years old and manages her own internet radio station. So, Nikki, tell us how you first got started.
Well, I have always been interested in music, but I could never find a radio station that played the songs people my age liked without too many advertisements in between them. So, During a long conversation with my best friend, she said it would be a good idea to start up my own station on the net, and that's how it began.
It must have been really difficult.
Yes. To tell you the truth, I didn't know what to expect. Luckily, I got a lot of help from my brother, who is a computer whiz. He was happy to design a web page for me to advertise my station. My viewers could use it to learn about the station, the times to listen in, and to access my show. Next, I needed to buy the right equipment to play my music and accept calls from listeners. It was quite expensive, but my parents helped out. The hardest part, however, was finding out how difficult it was to use all the technology. It took a lot of practice.
I can imagine you must have been nervous during your first broadcast. How did you manage?
Before the broadcast, I was extremely anxious. I had advertised the show by putting up posters around school, so I knew a lot of people would be listening, and I didn't want to disappoint them. But when the time came, all my friends started calling in to make requests, and I became perfectly calm. Because of their support, I was able to put on a great show.
What needs to be considered when doing a live show?
Well, firstly, how long the program should be. It's easy to lose track of time when you're busy getting calls for songs and mixing all kinds of tunes. But if you have an hour show, it should be kept to just 1 hour.
Why is that?
Well, my listeners make time to hear my show, so I like to stick to my program. They might have arranged other things for later on in the day. I don't expect them to change their plans for me. Also, if your show goes on for too long, it can become too tiring. That's a sure way of losing listeners.
That's true. What about your plans for the future? What's next?
Well, I want to continue my radio station, but also start up a new internet talk show, where teenagers' problems can be discussed. I have plans to bring in school counsellors to give my callers advice.